All right, Mr. Moore, can you hear me now?
I sure can.
All right. Do we have Mr. Manley Wilson on yet? All right. Maybe we have a problem there. But to introduce tonight's special guest, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, Platinum Four Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's the leader of our Moore Success Team for the past 29 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, Randy, here I am, and like I said earlier on the other call, which was a tremendous call, great testimonies, great job and everything. We don't want to forget this is the 4th of July weekend. Don't forget our men and women who serve so gallantly to we might have this wonderful country we have. You know, Randy, it's an honor for me to introduce this person tonight, someone that I helped to personally train along with Wilburn Smith, you know, been on the team for 25 years. Well, come on, team in 1957. Written over 5,000 personal sales, built a team, written hundreds and thousands of memberships, a multi top retention award winner, served as RVP, group trainer, taught group students in over 20 states, platinum jacket earner, $200,000 ring earner, inaugural Millionaire Club member. I could just go on, and a very special friend and a very special lady, and everything she tells you will be true because she lives it, breathes it, and has done it. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, Miss Linda Bowden.
Well, thanks, Ken, and so glad to be on the call, and boy, it's just kind of amazing. Are, like, all those things true? It's just
they sure are, and lots more to go with them.
I'll tell you what. Well, I'm going to have a little bit of fun with everybody tonight. There's something that I have wondered about for many years, and I really thought about it because it's something that happens every year. And so I decided to actually talk to you guys about it tonight. So have some fun with me. And there's definitely an underlying lesson in the whole thing. If you know me, you know that there's always training going on. That's one of my loves. And when I do these calls, I do my due diligence and I prepare for them. And there's always, you know, something for everybody. So hopefully you'll get something out of this tonight. Well, you know, it's summertime. And never in the history of our company has the opportunity been so vast. You know, we are as a company with a 40-year history, so we have a 40-year base, and we're on the launch pad to become part of history. I know all of us on the call that have been around believe that, and we really know that. The legal services opportunity alone is a $246 billion market. And my question to you is what are you going to do about it? We're a $500 million company now with MidOcean wanting to double and then quadruple that. And how big of a piece of that pie do you really want? You know, we've been hearing this for a couple years now, but how many of us are really hearing it anymore? For so many of us, especially if we've been around for a while, I'm afraid it's become white noise, you know, white noise, that background noise. Maybe in our heart of hearts we're not hearing that the opportunity is really for us. So all this opportunity that we've been hearing about, we're not really hearing about it anymore. We're hearing a lot of white noise. And the question is do we really believe that this opportunity is for us or is it for somebody else? Is it someone who's smarter? Talk to Larry Smith who got his GED, or maybe it's just passed us by because we're too old. Don't ever tell that to Ken Moore. Don't ever tell that to him. I say the opportunity is for us right now, but the warning signs talk of a deadly business paralyzing disease. Everybody better write this one down. This is a deadly, paralyzing business disease called summeritis. That's right, folks, summeritis. It has inflicted millions on the planet already, and if you are not careful, the disease will get you. Many of the people who are not on the call tonight may have already come down with summeritis. And that's why we're not, and that's why they're not on this call. They're afraid I might cure them. Maybe some tips, maybe some secrets will cure them. You see, summeritis hits every year on Memorial Day. It's right around Memorial Day. Summeritis just really sets in. That usually is the day, though. Okay? And if you really get it, bad summeritis lasts until September 15th. Now, any leader on this call knows what I'm talking about. And the company unwittingly helps it along by giving us an unbelievable Players Club trip to places like Hawaii and Mexico, and it KOs the average associate for at least 2 whole weeks in June. And the thing that I always marvel about is the trip is only 4 days long. So you do the math. What happens? How do we lose grip on the very business that we say we're going to put the kids through college with and the very business that's going to retire us? I mean, I'm just asking. I look around, and even on Memorial Day itself, the very start of summeritis, the very day that the disease takes hold, people are actually working their jobs. I mean, on Memorial Day, Sam's Club was open, Walmart was open, even Starbucks was open, McDonald's was open. Didn't anyone tell them summeritis was about to hit? I mean, Monday through Friday, even the bank and the post office is open. Walgreens is open. CVS is open. How is that possible that all of these people are going to work in the summer? I don't know how that's possible. I mean, I just went out in between sessions. I had to go pick something up at the Walmart neighborhood, and people were actually working. They were at work. And guess what? They have graduations to go to. They go to weddings. Some of them even have their own wedding in the summer, and they even go on a honeymoon, but they still go back to work. So why don't we? Why don't we, with the best opportunity on the planet, at least that's what we say, why do we all succumb? Why do all these people succumb to summeritis? I call this the mystery, the eighth wonder of the world, that those things that associates do that we can't figure out. One associate even told me, this is when I started wondering about this, one associate even told me about 20 years ago that no one works in July and I'm not working next July, and that's a direct quote. And I remember thinking, that's crazy. I say, let's make July our biggest month. I used to have a little contest with myself to make January, which people claim is the worst month of the year, and July the worst month of the year. I like to make those 2 months the best month of the year. I say defy the odds and really go after our destiny. Let's stop lying to ourselves and decide to win for good, for God, for ourselves, and for our family, and here's how. Here's how you're going to cure summeritis, starting right now, okay? Number one, step number one, is you must decide. Deciding means you cut off all other possibilities. You decide that you will win. That's the first thing you're going to do. It's like, make a decision. I'm going to have the best, most productive summer of my life this summer in 2013. That's the first step. The second step is get in motion. Create your own momentum. That means you have to do something. Once you decide, you've got to decide what it is that you're going to do. You know, you guys, you've heard about goals training. There's, you know, all kinds of things like that. But you know what? Until you decide in your own mind that you're going to do something and get in motion and create your own momentum, nothing's going to happen. If you're not achieving your goal right now, you need to change the speed that you're in, too. I've noticed this about myself. If I'm doing the same thing, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting a different result. If you're working your business exactly the same way, day after day after day, year after year after year, and you're not changing anything, or if you're not changing the momentum or speed of your business, chances are you're not going to get that ring. You're not going to make $100,000. You know, you're not going to get to where you want to go. So So you've got to change the speed. You've got to get into the stream and get into momentum. Now, how do you do that? And, you know, I always talk about this, but I'm telling you, this has meant you know, millions of dollars in overrides to me personally, and I'm sure other people on this team. The number one thing that you can do, which needs to list, is to get that list going, okay? All of us should have lists and lists and lists and lists and lists. And if we've been around for a long time, start a new list. And the best way that you can do this is get a separate notebook. My original list was in a journal. I had a hardbound journal. Get a separate notebook or a journal and start jotting down names. Even if you don't have phone numbers, even if you don't have address, the whole idea of the list is to get names down on paper. Get as many names on paper as you can, and then look for the phone numbers, okay? And if you're new, or even if you've been around for a while, challenge yourself. Why don't you challenge yourself to see if you can at least add one more name to that list every single day? My original list was 200 names. Someone told me to make a list of 100. I was terrified because I didn't know how a team was going to build from this thing. I got down 200 names. 100 people said no. I can't tell you how many people didn't show up for meetings. And out of the 100 names that I had of people that said yes or that I can meet with, I ended up with 20 people. So that's 20 out of 200. See, you guys, that wasn't very good. That was like 10%. Had no tools, no knowledge, no anything to figure out how to do this thing. But out of the 20 people, I ended up with 5 lines, 1 superstar, and I still have those 5 teams today that are still rolling, still in existence. And my override has been, I have never really figured it out, but it's, you know, it's been several million dollars on that original list that I did more than 20 years ago. So think about it. How valuable is the list, okay? Number 3, if you're really daring, if you're really wanting to do something different, okay, send out an announcement. Send out some announcement cards, especially if you're new. Could you send out some announcement cards letting people know that you're part of Legal Shield? Number one, no one's heard of Legal Shield before. It's a brand new name. It's not worn out, okay? Could you send an announcement letting people know that you're part of Legal Shield? You're busy updating people's wills and protecting them from identity theft. I mean, could you do that? I mean, when somebody opens up a store, for example, let's say you're opening up, I used to use the old fishing and lingerie store. I always thought that was a really fun visual, a fishing and lingerie store. Would you keep it a best-kept secret, or would you let everybody know that you have a brand new lure, you know, I think I called it lures and lingerie or something like that, a brand new fishing and lingerie store? You would tell everybody. So why aren't you telling everybody about your business? Could you send out announcements? Could you, step number 4, learn to say this phrase? If I was to reduce my business down to one phrase that everyone can do and say, it would be this. Are you aware of what's going on with identity theft in the United States? I cannot tell you guys how many times I've used this phrase in 10 years. When I first started calling people on the phone, when I had no idea what identity theft was about, I was making dials about, well, almost 10 years ago, I would call them on the phone and I would say, by the way, John, are you aware of what's going on with identity theft? And I would just shut my mouth and listen to what they were saying. Everybody wants to talk about it. If I was sitting on the plane at Christmas time, going home, I was exhausted, I didn't feel like talking, and the lady sitting next to me looked at me and said, so what do you do? And I thought, oh my gosh, what is the last thing that I feel like doing right now? I've already been about 8 hours on a flight home. And I looked at her and I said, are you aware of what's going on with identity theft in the United States? So I answered the question with a question. Started an amazing conversation, and she happened to be an HR director of a pretty large technical company. Okay? That has been my favorite phrase. Can you all learn how to say that? Are you aware of what's going on with identity theft in the United States? That phrase has made me a whole lot of money and has added a whole lot of memberships to my toolbox. Okay, step number 5. after curing this disease that we have, this summeritis disease, put a CD player, an iPod, or whatever device you use in your bathroom. You're saying, what? She's crazy now. Especially you ladies, you know how long we spend in the bathroom getting ready. What if you had someone talking to you? What if that's the only time that you had to truly get into personal development? I mean, we hear about personal development, you know, part of the 10 core commitments that you're going to do this. But really, really, let's get honest here. How many people really do it? I don't think many. But I'll tell you what, you could transform your whole life. If you want to cure yourself of summeritis, get something in your bathroom. Get somebody telling you how great you are, how wonderful life is. Get someone training you how to sell. Get someone talking to you about God, mind renewal, about the company. I don't care. Put something in your mind that's going to change, you know, that's going to change your thinking. And really off-road it. If you really want to off-road it, listen to other people. I know you know about John Maxwell, and I know you know about Jim Rohn, and they're both awesome. Love them both. But it's a really big world out there, you guys. Why don't you expand your horizons and add new people to your listening? Listen to new people. There are so many fantastic people out there that, you know, and I could name names. I mean, for example, I love Joel Osteen. Okay? I listen to him. I love him. I listen to Tony Robbins. I've listened to him for 20 years. Love him. Never get tired of him. I listen to a lot of different people. It just depends on the day of the week, on what's going on. Figure out who resonates with you, who makes you feel good, who makes you think different and great and wonderful things, who expands your thinking about business, who teaches you how to sell, who teaches you how to recruit, who teaches you how to build a team. If you don't know, then it's time to find out. Step number 6, turn off the radio in the car or the TV or whatever it is you have in your car and put your personal development in your car. Make it a rolling library. Ask yourself, especially if you guys are in the group business, oh my gosh, think of all the windshield time that some of you have. I had hours and hours and hours and hours, and if you remember my story, that's how I completely changed my mind. That's how I completely found out how to sell, because I had so many, literally I've had thousands and thousands of hours of training time with other people training me on how to be a better person, on how to sell, on how to recruit, on how to build teams, okay? The question that you need to start asking yourself is, who can I learn from today? Who can I learn from today? Okay? Start asking yourself that question. Who can I learn from today? That will empower your life right there. Very simple. Another simple question. Who can I learn from today? Okay, number 7. If you're full-time, join a business referral group or 2 or 3. Okay, they're probably anxious for summer enrollees if their membership has summeritis. I mean, there's probably people with summeritis and they're not going to their business referral groups. A few months back, fellow success team member Herman Louette did an amazing training on business referral groups. These are like groups like B&I or going to chamber groups. There's different types of business referral groups. And if you really want to launch your business, if you feel like you've really run out of people to talk to, you know, if I was getting started in the business today, if I was brand new and I was going to, this is going to be my full-time endeavor, I would probably join as many groups as I possibly could, as I possibly had enough time to join so that I could meet new people and meet people who are owners of companies, meet new people with new ideas, people that want memberships. That training that Herman Louette did on the More Call, I have personally listened to several times. We have recommended that call every single time we do a training, which averages about twice a week. We refer them to listen to that training. I want my entire team, this is a big tip, you guys, I want my entire team to be part of business referral groups. What if you had a team of people that were, let's just say, in 1,000 different business referral groups around the country, what would your business look like? Just a thought. Just a thought. Just something to think about. Okay. Number eight, if you're in sales, take the time this summer to brush up on your sales skills. You know, perfect practice makes perfect. Repetition is the mother of skill. Find out someone that you love listening to. You know, of course, my favorite of all time was Tommy Hopkins, but I also was a huge Zig Ziglar fan. There's plenty. I mean, Tony Robbins has a whole training segment. What could you listen to? You know, Chet Holmes, the amazing Chet Holmes. Oh, my gosh. He's an amazing guy right there. Who could you listen to that would brush you up on your sales skills? Okay? Number nine. Tune in to as many calls as you can. And if you're working during the day, if you're part-time with us, which I know many of you are, then listen to as many replays as you can. Go to as many playbacks as you can. I know the Moore team has a whole library. There are libraries upon libraries upon libraries of calls that you could listen to really, really enrich your business. And I think step number 10 is if you're a group person, if you're a grouper, hey, why don't you make it a goal this summer? Because I know a lot of us, you know, we're not expanding our businesses. A lot of group people, you know, get really hung up and they're only working, you know, the corporate groups. You know, they have all their core groups, and the only groups that they ever work anymore are the groups that are given to them from corporate. You guys, if you want to get on a new speed and start really expanding your business, make it a challenge this summer, okay? Why don't you open up as many new groups as you possibly can? You know, first blood, you're going to get the best results from a brand new group. And if you open up a lot of groups this summer, you can really, really expand and explode your fall. You see, the cure for summeritis is getting in motion. It's getting engaged, and it's creating your own momentum. Change and renew your mind, and you'll change your life. And, Ken, that's all I have to say.
Well, what a mouthful, Linda. What a great, great thing. You always do such a fantastic job, Linda. Appreciate so much you've been on the call tonight. Appreciate so much you just being a team member in it. And I've had so much fun working with you all the years of from the sleet, the snow, to the heat we went through. But it's been a great ride. We've made millions of dollars doing it, and I don't really see any reason slowing down now. Do you?
No, and Ken, you're an inspiration to everybody, and you're an example that everybody needs to look to. You've never slowed down. I mean, you know, you may not work 100 hours a week anymore, but you're still rolling and you're still roaring hard. So it's safe to say, you guys, that Kenneth Moore has never gotten summeritis as long as I've known him, and I've known him almost 26 years. It'll be 26 years on the 9th of July.
Wow, that's a while.
It is a while.
Well, we appreciate you, Linda. You're just, as you know, over the years, you've just become part of our family. You can like it or not. That's just the way it is.
Well, all right. Well, I appreciate being on tonight, and thank you all for listening to me.
Hey, Linda. Randy, you have a few words?
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you, Linda, for being on. You did an outstanding job, as usual. And I want to quickly, if you don't mind, Mr. Moore, go back to Austin, Texas, and to Moore Success Team Executive Director, Mr. Manley Wilson, who actually attended last week's Super Regional in Dallas, Texas. Mr. Wilson, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you hear me this time?
I can now. I don't know what the problem was at the beginning. I apologize for that. But that I know after talking actually with you earlier today, Manley, that you had some great things to say about that event. Would you mind sharing those with our team tonight?
All right, sure will. Anybody who missed that, missed out on a great weekend. Actually, I haven't seen that kind of energy in a super regional in probably as long as I've been in this business, which is not that long, only 5 years. But, man, the energy was huge in the room because we had the great Dave Savola. Being who he is, he always keeps the crowd on the end of their seats. And, of course, Alan Fernley there, along with Patrick Hodges, Mark Brown, and all the regional RVPs and CMCs, it was just a tremendous crowd. We had around 415 to 420 people. They were standing up at the end in the back of the room. We did not have enough seating for them. But, you know, that's what you pray for. You want that kind of packed house, and I couldn't believe it. The first time I've ever seen it since I've been in the business. And, you know, and we 45 of those were guests. Now, I'm sure we didn't have enough guests there that we'd like to have, but you know what? It just gives spurs us on to do more for all of our Super Saturdays that are coming up. And, you know, I think as we roll into, and kudos, by the way, back to Linda Bowden. What a great training, Linda. I was taking notes as fast as I could write. You're just one heck of a trainer, and you're an inspiration to all of us. But, you know, as we roll into the 4th of July, region manager of Texas, Randy Hooker, shared this great trip. You know, he put it all out there. Get to Costco today or tomorrow and buy a $1 or $2 bottle of barbecue sauce in bulk, tie a red, white, and blue ribbon around them, and drop them off to small business owners this week, and then do follow-ups and ask for referrals. What a great tip leading into the 4th of July. Because like Linda says, summeritis does hit us, and we need to keep our eyes focused on what pays us and keeps us and feeds us and gets our kids paid and through college itself. So, but you know, real quickly, one of the things that I think that Alan touched on is he was trying to analyze overall what us as a group of associates. He feels like a lot of us are still afraid, especially the new ones coming on. Are still afraid of the word sell, and afraid to talk to people because of that. And he really expressed, you know, with the tools that we have right now on the table, especially the 2-minute video, he really wanted us to start using that video. Let Legal Shield work for you instead of us working for Legal Shield. And I think sometimes that's so important, especially to a new person, to let those tools generate that first initial look at Legal Shield, and then follow, be real good at following up and building relationships. It makes it so much more easy, I think, if we take the sell out of it and just build friendships, relationships, and let them come along at their own pace in this. He also reminded us that each new recruit is bringing on about 6 new sales as they come into the business within the first 30 days. So that's something else I think for all of us to take a look at it, is make sure that we're recruiting. Recruit, and don't get them out of order, as Ken always says. And we're just so excited to see that this company is growing. What really caught me, there's a lot of new faces, people I did know, which is a good thing. That means that more and more people are joining Legal Shield. And it's great to always see the ones that have always been around, but it's also great to see that new blood coming in into Legal Shield. So with that, we're excited, and let's all get out of summeritis and get back to work, and turn it back over to you, Randy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilson. Outstanding job. I can tell you were very, very excited, and that's the reason I want to share that with the TA team tonight. And I want to encourage everyone, when we have those big events, make sure and attend. The events will make your business. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Well, Randy, what a great call. What a great testimonial there, too. Randy, we would like to tell everybody that this last month's recruiting was the best recruiting month we've had in 20 months. So we're definitely on the upswing. We're definitely headed the right direction. I want to encourage anybody to listen to what Linda said. If you're not doing it, put it into action. Go out there. If you didn't recruit anybody, just recruit one more, sell one more. Whatever it takes to get just a little bit out of your shell and doing what's right and going forward. And, Randy, I guess it's about time to end the call. We want to thank everybody. I hope they have a very, very happy 4th of July. I want them all to remember Miss Shirley Stonecipher, as her sister did die last night, and we'll be having the funeral on Wednesday. So if you can remember her in prayer, she would certainly appreciate that. And, of course, her other sister also has cancer. So she didn't say so, but I know Shirley real well. We go to the same church, and she'd appreciate any prayer there is out there. So if you do that, we'd appreciate it. Folks, let's do like we're always doing as our team. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Let's keep it in order. Go out there and do it. We love you, appreciate you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.